starting, yeah.
And if the orphan has an aunt and an uncle, you'd say these are the babies.
Huh?
Well, let's see, your aunt and your uncle would be your... Well, let's get back to the baby again. If he had an aunt and an uncle, we'd say he had, would you say kinfolk or kin?
Kinfolks.
Relatives?
Relative or kinfolks. Either one, they both mean the same, practically.
Which one did you use as a boy?
Huh?
Which one did you use as a boy?
Boy?
Huh? Did you say?
We didn't make no difference between a boy and a girl, but kinfolks or relatives.
Let's see, if you have a friend, a grown male friend, do you call him anything special?
Well, we just call them friends. Of course, they call some special friends. That means when they're a little closer friends, more closer to you than others, you know.
Mm-hmm. How about common names for girls when you were a boy?
Well, they just called them girls.
What were some of the names of them?
Common names?
Yeah, like...
Mary, Jane, and Susan, Bessie, and Mabel, Hattie, all such as that. One of my sisters' name was Ardella, and the other named Bessie. Mm-hmm. And I had Myrtle, and Annie, Annie Elizabeth. My mother's given name was Annie Elizabeth, but they called her Laura. Mm-hmm. That was her nickname.
Do you ever have anybody... A horse, let's say you had a mare. What was a good name for a mare?
Well, we had Jip and Sally and Florrie and Daisy and Roxy and such as that.
No Nellie?
Huh? Oh, yes. Yeah, we've had Nellies. Topsy and such as that.
These are all good horse names. Huh?
Yeah, they were all nice America, she's 2 years old or 3 years old, called a filly, you know.
Oh.
See, Mary ain't really a mare, because she's about 3 years old. She's a filly.
Oh.
And horse is called a gelding, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he's always a gelding. A horse that's been castrated, you see.
Oh.
And made a gelding out of a stallion, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, when a colt's born, he's either born a filly or a stallion, you know. And but of course the fillies, they never do make change them, but see.
Mm-hmm. Do they do this to pigs too?
Huh?
Do they do this to pigs too?
Well, they call them gilts. A young sow is a gilt, you see.
Uh-huh.
And of course they have young boars, but when they take care of them, catch them in their barrows, then you know.
Yeah, that's a bar.
That's a bar, yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, bar and gilts.
Uh-huh. They do this to horses too, don't they?
Huh? Yes. Of course, a horse called a gelding after he's taken care of, you see.
Uh-huh.
But before that, he's stallion, you know.
Uh-huh. Now, let's see. We have a barrow and a gilt for...
Yeah.
For pigs?
Yeah, pigs.
And with horses, we have a gelding and a stallion?
A gelding and a mare.
And a mare.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of course, when they're young, they call a mare a filly, because she's up about 3 years. Then cattle, we have a steer, you see, and a heifer.
How about the male of a heifer?
Huh?
The male of a heifer. Cows?
When a heifer, she's a heifer, she gets to be a cow, you know.
Now the cow is a female and the male?
The cow's a female and the bull is a male, you see.
And the mare is the female horse?
Huh?
The mare is the female horse?
The mare is the female horse.
Uh-huh. And the male is a
gelding, or a horse stallion.
Stallion?
Yeah.
And a pig, I see, is a sow?
It's sow or a boar or a barrow. After you trim the boar, he's a barrow from that on, you see.
Uh-huh.
And a sow's a gilt, because she gets full grown, then she's a sow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they call them, all together, call them swine.
Mm-hmm.
They take the whole variety.